Topic number 4, housing. Living in towns and villages has both advantages and disadvantages. Advantages: job opportunities, better schooling possibilities, a rich social life, sport facilities, cultural events, shopping centers. Disadvantages: pollution, noise, crowded and hectic place, fumes from factories, chimneys and cars, dirt, pickpockets, shoplifters, burglars, murders. One advantage of living in a village is that people have more privacy. People in villages usually live in houses with a garden. Some of them also have a garage. Living in a house has many advantages. There is more privacy. There is more space, more rooms. Houses usually have a ground floor and the first floor. Houses usually have a garden and a garage. You can listen to loud music. You can keep bigger pets, dogs, cats, horses. But it can also have some disadvantages. It is more expensive. You have to work in the garden. You must cut the grass, look after the trees. You have to tidy up more rooms and clean more windows. The countryside is usually quiet and comfortable. In summer you can go out for a walk to the forest, or you can just sit in the garden, read a book or relax. People in the village usually know each other and they can help you if you need help. But living in the countryside has also some disadvantages. Some people think that it is boring because there is no cinema, swimming pool or fitness center, and you sometimes have to travel by train or by bus if you work or go to school in the town. Living in a town also has some advantages and disadvantages. People in towns usually live in a block of flats. The advantages of living in the block of flats are: it is cheaper. It is comfortable. You don't have to clean a lot because you don't have many rooms and windows. But it has disadvantages too. For example, there is less privacy. There is less space. Flat usually doesn't have a garden. You can't listen to loud music. If the lift doesn't work, you have to go up by foot. If anything breaks in your flat, you can cause damage to other people. For example, if the water tap breaks in your flat, the water will damage your neighbor's flat below. Living in the town or a city is exciting. If you live in a town, you can enjoy the cultural life. You can go to the cinema, to the theater, for a concert, to the fitness center or a swimming pool. You can go out and have a dinner in a restaurant if you want that. There are usually supermarkets which are opened for longer than the shops in villages. The disadvantages of living in the city are: city is usually dirty, noisy. It is more dangerous than the countryside. How do Slovaks live? Many Slovaks live in flats. A flat is situated in the same building as other flats, often forming part of the block of flats or townhouse. During the communist period, a lot of huge housing estates were built in our country. These days, a lot of them are being reconstructed and new ones are being built, but not as many as before. A flat may be large with nearly as much space as a house, or it may be just one room with kitchen and bathroom. Most of the flats in Slovakia are 2, 3 or 4 room flats. Slovak houses are usually quite bigger, and the older ones are often shared by two families: grandparents, their children and grandchildren. British people: terraced houses are built in a row. Your house is in a terrace of houses. Back-to-back houses share a back wall. Semi-detached houses are joined together by one common wall. Detached house stands by itself. Bungalow is a house with only one floor. A cottage is usually a small house with only one floor. A typical British house is set in a small garden and has two stories. It is usually designed for a family of 4 or 5 people. There is a hall, a front room, a back room, a kitchen and a storage space downstairs. A garage is normally attached to the house. Upstairs there is one big bedroom and two smaller ones, a bathroom and lavatory. Comparison between Slovaks and British. Slovaks and British are people love gardening. Slovaks tend to have bigger gardens behind their houses and they spend quite a lot of time growing vegetables and fruits. There is a lot of work around the house throughout the whole year. British people have garden for pleasure. They relax, drink tea or coffee. They do not work like slaves in the garden. They have gardener who takes care of plants, trees, flowers and grass. The furniture in Slovak and British rooms is not very different nowadays. The sitting room has a settee and armchair, a wall unit with hi-fi system, television and video, a bookcase and coffee table. There is a carpet on the floor to make the room warm and comfortable. Most of British houses have a fireplace because of cold weather. The kitchen furniture includes the cupboards, sink, cooker, and fridge freezer. They're usually built-in. There is also a table and chairs. The floor is often tiled. Slovak families usually have the washing machine in the bathroom, the British in the kitchen or so-called utility. The bedrooms are the same. Americans. As the standard of living is generally very high in the USA, the average American family can live comfortably and well. Many wealthy people have large apartments or houses with many rooms, tennis courts and swimming pool. In the center of American cities, people live in apartments situated in large apartment buildings.